Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Bacteria are prodigious. In just 7 hours, one E. coli bacterium can generate nearly 2.1 million bacteria. And in just 1 more hour, the number of those bacteria, which are often associated with food poisoning, can rise to a staggering 16.8 million. Little wonder, then, that scientists are always looking for new and better ways to control and perhaps even tame these potentially lethal microbes. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how scientists are fending off bacteria with a new genre of antibodies, how a same-day water pollution test could help keep beaches open more often, and finally, how researchers created a molecular superglue based on flesh-eating bacteria. Scientists in the United Kingdom say they've made a key advance toward coping with bacteria that shrug off existing antibiotics and sterilization methods. They've developed a new family of selected antimicrobial agents that do not rely on traditional antibiotics. The researchers say these synthetic colloid particles can be custom designed to recognize the shape of specific bacteria and inactivate them. Their report appears in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, a weekly ACS publication. Veselin Ponov and colleagues point out that many bacteria have developed resistance to existing antibiotics, so they sought a new approach, one that bacteria would be unable to elude by mutating into drug-resistant forms. Their inspiration was the antibodies that the immune system produces when microbes invade the body. Those antibodies patrol the body for microbes and bind to their surfaces. This action triggers a chain of events in which the body's immune system attacks and destroys the microbes. Based on this natural process, the scientists developed and successfully tested synthetic colloid particles, which they call colloid antibodies. Colloids are materials in which tiny particles of one material are dispersed in another material. Milk is a colloid in which globules of fat are spread throughout water and other materials. The colloid antibody particles are shells packed with a killing agent. These are designed to recognize and bind to specific bacteria. Laboratory experiments show that the colloid antibodies attached to and inactivated only their intended targets without harming other cells. Ponov anticipates that similar shape-selective colloid antibodies could potentially become more powerful weapons in the fight against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. He says they could also be used as non-toxic antibacterial agents, preventing growth of harmful bacteria in various formulations. Scientists in Indiana may have good news for those of us looking forward to warm summer days at the beach. They report that use of a new water quality test this year could prevent unnecessary beach closures while better protecting the health of swimmers. A study analyzing the accuracy of the test appears in Environmental Science and Technology, a semi-monthly ACS journal. Meredith Nevers and colleagues point out that decisions on whether water is safe for recreational use have been based on tests that actually show the condition of water in the past. Those tests involve sampling water for the E. coli bacteria. E. coli are used as red flags for fecal contamination. As a result, managers might close a beach based on fecal contamination that existed in the past but poses no current threat. Likewise, they might keep a contaminated beach open because the water was clean in the past. In her study, Nevers describes the analysis and validation of a new rapid water quality test that could help prevent beaches from being closed by providing accurate same-day results of bacteria levels. Developed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the test's same-day results could help managers across the country determine whether beaches are safe for swimming. In our final story this week, researchers transform an enemy into a friend. Scientists in the United Kingdom have engineered a protein from flesh-eating bacteria to act as a molecular superglue. They say this glue could become a potent disease fighter. The researchers recently described this technology in their latest results at the 245th National Meeting and Exposition of the American Chemical Society in New Orleans. Mark Howarth and colleagues genetically engineered their glue from a protein called FBAB that helps Streptococcus pyogenes bacteria infect cells. S. pyogenes is one of the microbes that can cause the rare necrotizing fasciitis. More commonly known as flesh-eating bacteria syndrome, this condition causes difficult-to-treat infections that destroy body tissue. To create the glue, Howarth's team split FBAB into a large protein and a smaller subunit called a peptide. Abbreviating S. pyogenes as SPY, they named the small peptide SPY tag and the larger protein SPY catcher. The gluing action occurs when spy tag and spy catcher meet. They quickly lock together by forming a strong chemical bond. Spy catcher and spy tag can be attached to the millions of proteins in the human body and other living things, thus gluing proteins together. Howarth said this molecular dynamic duo resists extreme temperatures, acids, and other harsh conditions and seals quickly. With this material, he suspects that researchers can lock proteins together in ways that could underpin better diagnostic tests, including earlier detection of cancer. He noted there are many uses in research that include probing how the forces inside cells change the biochemistry and affect health and disease. In an advance reported at the meeting, Howarth described how Jacob Fearer, a graduate student on the research team, greatly reduced the size of the spycatcher part of the technology. That achievement makes the technology more flexible, enabling scientists to connect proteins into new architectures. Howarth said that the spy technology has advantages over other molecular gluing systems that are available. For instance, spycatcher and spy tag can glue two proteins together at any point in the protein. That flexibility creates many possible ways to label proteins and offer new approaches to assemble proteins together for diagnostic tests. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access this week's Press Pack, April 24th, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.